Welcome back to Sports Day, and it's great to have your company. And in our sports updates, we've been updating all that's been happening around the Big Bash 12, which is just around the corner, thanks to Century 21. Selling or renting, century21.com.au. And the head of Big Bash Cricket is Alistair Dobson. And some big announcements made yesterday. Dobbo, welcome to Sports Day. How are you going?
G'day, gents. I'm going well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, now the biggest of those was around the draft that's been introduced for the overseas players. I believe that they will join the 18 local players that will be part of each list, but the money that's being paid is outside the salary cap. Is that correct?
It's a combination. The full list is 18 players, so there's 15 local players and up to 3 international players on that list, which has been the case for a couple of years. The way we've built the draft is it's a combination of an allocation of the salary cap from each club alongside some additional investment from Cricket Australia to ensure we can get the right players in. So it's been a really collaborative process over a couple of years, actually, with clubs who've had plenty to contribute to the idea, and we're really excited with where it's landed.
What's the primary reason for holding a draft?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of reasons, but ultimately the primary reason is giving ourselves the best chance to get the best overseas players in. I think it's been widely publicised that it's always a key objective of the BBL, and while we've had great success in recent years and including last season, I think we need to keep innovating around how we bring those players in. So a draft enables us to build a model where we can pay the players an appropriate amount to come and play in Australia, and then equally, it's a great opportunity for us to build up the profile of the players and the competition. I think there's plenty of examples of in sport around the world where drafts and similar mechanics create such interest that we think the BBL can benefit significantly from that. But first and foremost, it's about getting the best possible players into the competition.
And we know that it's pretty hard to compete with the IPL, but does this now put the Big Bash in a position where, for those other competitions, short-form competitions around the world, that you feel comfortable that you can attract the best players? If they've got a choice, they'll come down under?
Yeah, we've spent an enormous amount of time with agents and players just making sure we've got a really clear picture of the market. There's plenty of cricket on. It's a really good time to be a professional T20 cricketer these days, because there's lots of options and good money around the world. But we're definitely confident that where we've been able to get to is a really competitive market rate. But equally, it's not just about the money for the BBL. We know players love coming out and playing in Australia and playing at, you know, great grounds, including those in Perth, and the venues and the crowds and the weather and the climate are all part of it. The money is one thing, an important part, but the BBL sells itself in a whole range of other factors, and we get told that every day from agents and players, and you know, it's all part of the equation.
It'll actually be nice to have some cricket back in Perth. We haven't had any too much in the past summer, as you would well and truly know, and our team did really well winning on the road. Now, when it comes to nominating the salary, these overseas players, who, by the way, have had the ability to nominate since yesterday, gold, silver and bronze, and then the BBL will elevate the biggest names to platinum status. How will that part work, and how many will be elevated into the platinum status?
Yeah, so clubs will have, they get the chance to select 3 players in the draft to fill their 3 primary spots. There'll be 4 rounds of the draft for them to fill their 3 spots, and clearly that means they've got to pass on at least 1 round, and players will nominate into gold, silver and bronze, and part of that will be a set remuneration for each band, and they can adjust their availability or their requirements in each band, and then we'll take or look at a smaller group of those players, elevate them to platinum, where we want to make sure we've got the best of the best in that group and ultimately pay them accordingly. We're still settling on a number. We'll work closely with the clubs. I'd say between 12 and 15 players to, you know, for that first round of the draft, which will be 8 selections. A big factor of the draft is making sure clubs have lots of options. They need to get to their selection and need to make a choice between a number of players is ultimately what we want to achieve, and probably put them under a bit of pressure, and it'll be great sort of theatre and great event we'll put on with that. That'll mean clubs have got to make the right selections at the right time, which we think fans will really engage with.
We're chatting to Alistair Dobson. He is the head of Big Bash Cricket here in this country. Are there going to be any other changes, mate, from last season that you can tell us about tonight here on Sports Day?
Oh, look, I think the biggest change, and it won't be a surprise, is that we can't wait for crowds to be back, I think, and ultimately to play games in Perth again and in places we haven't. I think of all the the innovations and creative thinking we can do and we'll continue to do. Nothing's going to beat the fact that we're going to have big crowds back in front of the BBL, which is ultimately what we're known for and what we love, and there'll be no better place than that than in Perth, watching what has been a pretty phenomenal season for both Scorchers teams in the BBL and WBBL. They're rightly proud about a pretty phenomenal achievement. So we'd expect big crowds back at the stadium in Perth, and ultimately that's the most exciting part of the season, and lots of other things we're working on, but ultimately that's going to be the biggest change from the last couple, as simple as that sounds.
And so the window for the league and also the number of matches remains the same?
Yeah, the number of matches remain the same. We think we still think that's the right model, and we've done a lot of work over since last season to test that and to look at all the data and the numbers, and we think particularly being able to get back to a BBL schedule that we love. I think it'd be a great opportunity this year with very limited international cricket in our window. The last couple of seasons we've had day-night test matches and others that have been a bit disruptive to the BBL, so it's going to be a great season of prime-time BBL cricket right throughout the summer, which is ultimately what everyone loves. So it'll be a mid-December start. We'll finish the home and away season within the school holidays, as we always like to, and then some finals after that. So we're probably 3 or 4 weeks away from announcing the schedule for both the BBL and WBBL as well, and that'll be another big milestone for us.
Thanks very much for your time tonight.
Anytime, guys. Great to chat.
Alistair Dobson, head of Big Bash Cricket. Thanks to the Toolkit Depot. You can earn depot dollars when you shop the epic range at Toolkit Depot this Friday to Sunday. Sounds good, Skeet. I reckon it's a good innovation. I like it, and be interesting to see how it goes and what players actually nominate.
Yeah, it's more important to get the best players available. You don't want to have a competition where you look across at, say, what we see in England or the IPL and go, well, we're an inferior competition by a large degree. We know the IPL is very difficult to compete with for obvious reasons. But if we can elevate ourselves up to a solid second and get those big name players, gee, our summer looks far more attractive.